awesome. I'm feeling a lot better now. I still feel like I'm going to die a little bit, but I'm feeling more excited about lucid dreaming, so I should be able to have all the excitement in the world about this like I usually do. I love lucid dreaming, man. It is so good. So I'm redoing this. I've done it a few times, and last time I was pretty happy with it, but just my energy was down so much. It was like, and then if you... It was very bad. So I'm redoing it just for that reason. So this is kind of, the idea is what happens when universe control fails, or different ways to bypass control if you're having issues. Because I don't always start out with universe control, but when I do, I drink Dos Equis. But I have a few different, basically, yeah, as I call it, like bypass. And I'm probably going to not talk about passive control until next time, because I love passive control. I'm probably going to do a whole thing on it. So what I'm going to be talking about is... Let me think. What I'm going to be talking about is, first off, walk control. Yes. And so, talking about passive control, I went in pretty great detail of what it was, and then I went through explanations. So instead of doing that, I'm just going to give you guys a straight up walkthrough of how my journey to flying went. Just because it talks about walk control, and it gives you a good idea of different ways to bypass control issues. So when I first started lucid dreaming, it freaked me out a little bit because I couldn't fly. Like, my first dream where I thought about flying, I was watching Batman in theater where there was two screens going on at the same time playing two different Batman shows. So I stepped outside and I started flying, and I flew up to something, and then I looked down and my feet were still on the ground, like the ground had just risen up to that, and then other things had grown around me. Like, it was very strange. Like, my mind would not go to the fact that I was flying. And so I was very ticked off about it, and I think I made it a problem because I concentrated on it so much, and my main goal at the time was to go to the moon, so it made it very difficult. And I did not break this problem myself. Like, my dream character helped me out with it, my dream guide, the old man. I can tell you what he told me and what has helped me from now on with all of this stuff, but like, don't think that, like, you know, I came up with this thing on my own. I was told it. Kind of. He doesn't really talk to me much. He said one sentence to me, and I'll reserve that for the stabilization method. So what happened was I would start trying to fly most every dream. I would realize I was dreaming, and then I would jump up in the air, and I'd just jump and hit the ground, and I'd run up off of something and jump and hit the ground, and like, I got super ticked off. And so I decided that I didn't believe that I could fly, so the only way I could prove that I believed I could fly was by, jumping from something high. And so what I did was, since I was really good with telekinesis, I'd accidentally done it plenty of times, and then just like done it tons of times, like really good with telekinesis. So what I did was I became lucid in the car like three times, and I hit the gas, and as soon as I hit the gas, I would pull up on the steering wheel, and it would fly me up in the air, and as soon as I got up pretty high, I would just jump out. And I would be able to fly that time, which was good. But the problem was I had so much experience of not being able to fly that it really overrode it. Because even with those three times of jumping out of the car, I still was not able to continue to fly after I got out. Like, I would have another dream and I would try to fly and it wouldn't work. And for me, flying, I think my biggest problem with flying has also been that I try to jump. And I've spent so much time working on jumping with plyometrics and other things that I know exactly when I'm going to leave the ground and what it feels like and when it's going to hit the ground again. So it's really hard ideas in my head that I've already cemented in there, what it's going to feel like and what it's going to feel like to land. So it's hard to break those thoughts out of my head. So I never jump when I'm flying anymore. But that's not how I fixed this, because even so, I still tried that without jumping and it still didn't work. And I tried, like, telekinesising myself, and even tried switching to third person. None of it worked. So what happened is, I really liked the idea of jumping out of that, those things. I thought that would work. I was really surprised whenever it didn't carry over to other dreams. But then I became lucid one time. It was actually interesting because it went from a kind of a false lucid over to a real lucid, which I don't know if you guys have ever had to do something to become lucid. I've had dream characters tell me that if I do this, 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 I'll become lucid. And then I'll do that, that, that. Normally I'll fail, though. This time I was told that if I take the... if I plug the USB into the chocobo, then I would become lucid. And I did it, and I became lucid, and then a leprechaun came and stole it from me. And so then he stole it out of the chocobo, and so I got super ticked off at him. And I stole the USB from him, chased him down, which is really hard to chase down a leprechaun, because I was like, I really want to be lucid, but you're stopping me. So then I stole the USB, I was getting ready to plug it into the chocobo, and I realized that lucid wasn't really what I was looking for. I was looking for dreaming, you know, I wanted to be in a dream, which I already was, so I was like, okay. So I plugged the USB into it anyways, and then I started telekinesising everywhere. I really wish I had just jumped on that chocobo. It was a white chocobo. It was really cool. But I did not. Alas, I did not jump onto the chocobo. And so I noticed where I was at. It was like a after the end of the world place. Like, everything was just so destroyed looking. And so the world is completely destroyed. I start telekinesing some stuff, and I'm thinking about rebuilding, like, the corner square that I'm at. Just part of the world, you know. It'd be a nice gesture to the dream characters there. I didn't actually see any dream characters other than that leprechaun, but I didn't see him after I became lucid. So I'm lifting some stuff, thinking about creating some buildings and everything. And then my dream guide, like, drops down, and I've only seen him, like, 3 times, and this was the second time. So I'm like, whoa, you're here. Like, I'm freaking out a little bit. And then he just takes off flying, and I'm like, crap, I can't fly. But then he, like, circles around, lands again, and then just takes off flying. I was like, I can't fly. So I get this idea that he just wants me to follow him and to not worry about flying. Like, he just looks at me like he's ticked off that I'm worried so much about flying. He's just like, follow me. Like, that's all I'm getting is just follow him. So I take off following him, and we fly around for a while, like, quite a while. And, basically this whole experience gave me the idea for walk control. And he took me to the moon, by the way, which was my dream goal at the time. He flew me all the way to the moon, which was actually, like, sitting in Earth's atmosphere. It kind of reminded me of Truman Show, but it was pretty cool. A nice little place, the moon. So yeah, it's always fun to see different things that dream characters lead you to, especially dream characters that seem to be more sentient than others. And, so I learned how to fly from that, but, I still couldn't fly very fast. And, I guess I should probably explain what walk control is now. So the idea of walk control is to not think about the act of control at all that you're trying to accomplish. So I might have those on something here. And they're knotted. I have to fix this. So, for instance, and the reason I call it walk control is because I want you to think of it like you're walking. You're treating whatever control you're doing as if it was as easy as walking. Now, I don't mean just expect that it's going to work just like walking. Like, oh, I don't have to worry about walking. I want you to think about it literally as much as you think about walking. Like, so don't sit there and be like, I expect it's going to work because I can walk. I want you to, like, you don't think about it. Just, you're doing it just like you would walk. If next time you're walking somewhere, stop and think about how much you had to think about that walk, right? You're not thinking left leg, right leg, left leg, right leg. I mean, unless you're the Ice King, or what kind of the Ice King? I don't know what his name is in the show. The Ice King, I'm thinking, is from Adventure Time.
Where's this at? Anyway, so
you're not generally not thinking about walking. It's just, it's one of those things that's ingrained in your mind so well that you don't worry about it anymore. So I want you to just, like, I honestly steer away from walk control as often as I can, because it has the effect of taking away the joy and happiness of your life. But really, like, if you are looking for a way to control that's really fun and is going to be just super exciting the whole time, walk control is not the way. It's, it generally, you don't really feel like you're doing what you think, what you're actually doing. Like, as I said, like, I was really just following my dream guide. I wasn't really flying. Like, I was flying, but I wasn't, like, being like, oh my gosh, I'm flying! Right? So, that's something to think about whenever, next time you're thinking about trying walk control. But, I use it as a, tool now. Anytime I really struggle with something, I use walk control, and I have trouble doing walk control really fast. Like, if it's walk control, I have to just kind of do it nonchalantly, which kind of, to me, makes sense. But anyways, that was a big problem, because when flying, I wanted to fly faster. And so, since I'd already learned how to fly, I learned how to do it a little bit more. I can generally fly without walk control now, but I actually have to revert to it pretty often. Not pretty often. Like, less than half the time, I have to, like, be like, stop, and then not think about it, and then just go where I'm going. So, which really sucks, actually. So, generally what I would do in a situation where I, like, don't want to use walk control, and I've done it before, and I'm having trouble. I mean, unless I just, like, a lot of times when I'm flying, I don't really care how fast I go, I just need to fly a little bit so I can talk with someone or fly up to something real fast. Climbing stuff is really fun in dreams, too. It's actually harder than you'd expect, but it's pretty fun. Like, you can do it pretty fast. But either way, so you, let's see. So, let's say you don't want to do walk control, but you're still struggling with doing something. I would say false memories are the best way, to get past that. I'm not 100% sure. I remember talking about false memories a few times, but I don't remember if I did it and actually put it out there or not. I listened to the last one all about control, and I did not hear it on there, so I'm guessing I didn't, but I don't know 100%. But false memories is basically creating a memory of yourself doing that, and you can do this either in waking or in the dream. In the dream, it's really easy, but it takes dream time, so if you don't have a lot of dream time, then it might just be better for you to spend some time meditating and visualizing yourself doing it, and think that you've actually done it before. And so generally, it's easier to do something that you've done before. With me, flying still is not, like, for some reason, it's just not easy. And, so, the next thing, yeah, so, and how to create a false memory, I have no idea. Like, one in a dream, I really don't. I cannot tell you what mental process I use. I've always been able to do it. I'd had false memories in dreams, so I just kind of tapped into that. It's just a feeling, and then a thought process, and it just slides right into a false memory. It's very fun and interesting. And I can also have false future memories, and which is basically just seeing the future, which pretty much changes how things are working in the dream world, which is really fun. So I generally don't do walk control just because of that reason. It is, it's generally not unpleasant, it's just not extremely exciting and happy all the time. So I usually stray away from it and spend more time working with passive controls or with direct control. If direct control doesn't work, I'll switch to passive. If passive doesn't work, I'll generally switch to universe, or sometimes I'll switch directly to walk control. If it's something small that I don't really care about doing the dream control, it's just not working, I'll just switch to walk control really fast, just because it's the fastest way I know to do control if it's not working. I hope that makes sense. But if, like, I really, really want to, like, I don't know, like, say I want to be turned into nothing, right? Now, walk control is not going to be good for that, because the whole reason I want to do that is for the experience, right? So I would generally move to passive control, which I haven't talked about. Universe control would be really good for that. Switch to a universe that I know that whenever you die, you turn into nothing, or something like that, and kill myself. That would be generally my way of doing things. Self-pain, stuff like that. I'm going to talk about why I do that. I don't know if I'm going to talk about it. It doesn't really go with passive control at all. It goes more with awareness control. And I don't know if I'm going to be doing awareness and passive control next time. But either way, this is... yeah, this is basically just walk control and lying to yourself control. And I also... another way that with the fake memories, if something messes up, you can do a fake memory really quickly. Or you can, like, already have a preset fake memory planned for everything. Like, for instance, if you're looking for something, you just want something in your pocket, always have the preset memory that you left it in your other pocket, or it's in the dream character's pocket or something like that, if that doesn't work. That way you just automatically, it's going to be in one of those places generally. So, like, and if you're using pills, and pills I'll get into with passive control, because technically it's passive control, but it's very, it works very well, even though it's passive. Passive control usually does work well, but generally it doesn't work for super big dream controls, unless you are switching it over to universe control. But see, this is just like getting out of hand, but I'm getting out of hand and just saying random things now, so I am finishing now. I hope you enjoyed it. I am a lot more excited this time. Last time I like ended at like 10 minutes. And I wasn't excited, and so I just continued rambling, but I'm done now. So, see, I continued on past my time limit because I was so excited to talk about fear control. Alright, I love you guys. I love you, man. Bye.